With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. While the coronavirus pandemic marked 2020 as a watershed year for everyone around the globe, in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, George Floyd's death on May 25th unleashed a wave of turbulence in the city and became ground zero for escalated tensions in the U.S. and around the world. Sam Choi, planting All People's Church, lives and pastors just a few blocks from where Floyd lost his life. Choi and his family first came to the city for seminary with a sense that planting a new church was in his future. So Choi, a church planting missionary with the North American Mission Board, had been invested in and living in the community for several years before beginning the work. He didn't expect that Minneapolis, though, would be the destination of his plant, and he could not have imagined that tragedy would strike the city not long after they started church planting. Following Floyd's death, the church had an opportunity to serve its community by providing food and helping with cleanup after nights of unrest. Many residents decided to leave the city for the suburbs, but Choi and his family felt called to stay. He organized and launched his church in 2018 to be a church that intentionally reached across the various culture lines that have a tendency to divide churches in the U.S. You can read his full story at Baptist Press. The IMB is asking for people to pray for Japan. Specifically, they're asking people to pray that God would send short-term mission teams to Japan. After being closed to the mission teams because of the pandemic, the country has opened their borders again to receive teams. Would you join in praying? You can learn more at imb.org.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at The Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In a piece in the Baptist Press Toolbox, Chuck Lawless offers 12 results when a church doesn't disciple well. The first is biblical illiteracy. Listening to sermons and attending small groups are great for learning the Word, but many believers who attend both still know very little of the Word, he says. A second is faith struggles. That's what happens when people don't really know the Word. That lack of knowledge makes it difficult to trust God when believers face their own obstacles and impossibilities. Lawless also mentions inward focus, lost church members, unqualified leaders, and more. You can read the full piece at baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to sign up for our morning and afternoon email. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.